USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 200 world leaders reach a deal at the UN Climate Summit in Glasgow, Scotland, as it wraps up on Saturday.
Hearing no objections, it is so decided.
That's the president of the gathering, Alok Sharma, making the announcement as countries decided to step up their efforts on climate change over the coming year by bolstering their 2030 climate targets. It's looking to be a busy day for news on this upcoming Monday. To start the week, former Trump advisor Steve Bannon expected to turn himself in on Monday morning after being indicted for contempt of Congress. Closing arguments will begin Monday morning in the Kyle Rittenhouse double homicide trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. President Biden will be signing the infrastructure bill at the White House at a big event in the afternoon, and then on Monday evening, he'll have a virtual summit with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
A U.S. appeals court reaffirming its decision to place an order by President Biden regarding mandatory COVID-19 vaccines for workers at businesses with 100 or more employees is on hold. A three-person panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upholding the decision, calling the mandate fatally flawed. The decision may soon be appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court. The Biden administration is also under fire from many Republicans for its handling of the economy lately, especially when it comes to inflation concerns. Republican North Carolina Congressman Ted Budd is proposing a bill to require that all members of the Biden administration take a class about inflation.
I think the Biden administration needs to go back to school to study inflation, and that's what my bill does. It's absolutely out of touch with regular America, and it's hurting folks day in and day out.
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
This is the 87th overall successful recovery of our Falcon 9 first stage.
That from the official SpaceX stream, as a Falcon 9 rocket carried 53 more Starlink satellites being off from Cape Canaveral. It's the 31st Starlink mission, the goal of eventually providing worldwide broadband connectivity with those little satellites. An investigation's begun after a hacker sent spam emails from an FBI server back on Friday night to at least 100,000 people. The person's motives are certainly not clear, according to officials, and it wasn't immediately clear either the extent to which the hacker had gained access to the FBI's email system. But the message was bizarre. They say it was a technically jumbled warning that seemed to make reference to a cyber criminal group called the Dark Overlord. The spam was signed by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Cyber Threat Detection and Analysis Group, something which hasn't existed for over 2 years. In an emailed statement, the FBI and Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the real things, said an unauthorized person had accessed the FBI infrastructure and that the situation seemed to be ongoing, but they were aware of it and the investigation had begun. And Rockefeller Center Christmas trees arrived in Midtown Manhattan. That Norway spruce from Maryland will be lit on Wednesday, the 1st of December. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.